What up, what up? It's your player partner checking in. 2 Chainz, and right now you're locked in to Jalen and Jacoby. Yeah.
He is Jalen Rose. I am David
what
Jacoby.
Up,
we are Jalen and Jacoby. What is it that we do?
We give the people what they want.
It does not look like Dak Prescott is going to get what he wants. We've been talking about this contract seemingly every day, all summer long. And today is the deadline for a new deal to get done. It does not look like that is going to happen. Jalen, why don't the Cowboys get this done?
They're handling it incorrectly, Jacoby. They have a starting franchise quarterback for the next decade. Sign the man. I just saw Mahomes get a 10-year deal, first deal like that since Michael Vick. You could at least give Dak a 4 or 5 year deal at top dollar. Carson Wentz got paid. Jared Goff got paid. Oh, you know who else got paid? People on his own team. You know, it's one of those things, Jacoby. You know, we would love to take care of you, but COVID-19 and the coronavirus pandemic and the books aren't looking the same. We don't know if the NFL is going to be there. But wait, hold on. You took care of Amari. He made sure he got his bread this offseason. So, again, franchise quarterbacks get taken care of. I'm disappointed that the Cowboys have not done it for Dak.
If you look at that list of players that the Cowboys committed to, and they committed a lot of guaranteed money to a lot of players both on both sides of the ball, when you look at that, it says that they believe in DeMarcus Lawrence. They believe in Ezekiel Elliott. They believe in Amari Cooper and Jalen Smith and Lael Collins. But, Jalen, this is an indication to me that Jerry Jones and the Jones family and the Cowboys organization does not believe in Dak Prescott's future. Do you think he has done enough in the past to earn that belief moving forward?
I do because – and they also brought in Andy Dalton, Jacoby, and paid him $7 million. That's more than they've paid Dak his first 3 seasons. They've already gotten the bargain. They've already gotten the discount. This was your chance to take care of him. Now that you don't take care of him, you send a message throughout the locker room that, he may not be the future. So for Dak, yes, he's earned it, Jacoby. You know how much I love my Detroit Lions. Matthew Stafford earned it, okay? How about before he got played 7 games in San Fran, Jimmy Garoppolo? They took care of him. Oh, I'm just disappointed that the Cowboys did not do the same so far for Dak Prescott.
Well, I would love to see Dak Prescott ball out this year and then leave the Cowboys out of spite. But we move on back to Orlando and the NBA bubble where James Harden is now in Orlando. The Rocket has landed in the bubble, and his teammate Austin Rivers says, yes, there are 22 teams here, but only 3 or 4 have a legit chance at winning the title, and we are one of those 3 or 4. Do you think the Rockets are legit title contenders in the bubble?
I like that he added 4 because we know who the first 3 are, the 2 LA teams and the Bucks. And he knows after that squads are wild cards. And in the West, 2 of my bigger ones are the Blazers and the Rockets. And if any team is going to be equipped to play a unique style in a bubble, it's going to be the Houston Rockets. In particular, James Harden and Russell Westbrook, because they play isolation ball. And teams are going to break down in their offenses. The defenses are all of a sudden going to force you to go one-on-one, and nobody does it more and nobody does it better than those two guys. So Austin is right. They do have a puncher's chance in the West if both of those guys can play at an MVP level.
They absolutely do, because this break is going to cause chemistry lapses and sort of people getting back into game shape and figuring out the offenses and the rhythms and the substitution patterns. But the Rocket style is just so simple. It's, does James have the ball? Does Russ have the ball? Everybody else get into a shooting position and wait. That's just what they do. There's no chemistry problems over 4 months off with their style of offense. And we all know that Mike D'Antoni isn't exactly a defensive coordinator either. So they're going to hit the ground running in the bubble and could put together a real championship run. And one thing I found really interesting on those numbers of the isolation plays, James Harden has had more isolation plays this season than any other NBA team. NBA team, James Harden has had more isolation plays. I love the Rocket style so much, and I really, really hope that they make it to the finals. Next, we need you to take us behind the curtain. Well, Spencer Dinwiddie was talking with Taylor Rooks of Bleacher Report, and let's just listen to him.
Any words for anybody in the bubble?
Yeah, to all my fellow NBA players, don't call the snitch hotline. Don't cross the line to get Postmates. Don't fly LA work out. And last but not least, the Brooklyn Nets are coming for you. That's the way it works.
Wait, Jalen, we need you to take us behind the curtain. When he says don't fly LA work out, is he talking about side jobs, or is he talking about sort of entrepreneurial ventures that they have in the entertainment industry? Is that what he means by don't fly LA work out?
Jacoby, basically what he's saying is a couple of things.
What's up?
If your main squeeze or your boo is from LA, of course you fly her out. You do that. But if you consider just kicking it with somebody that's not necessarily your main squeeze, you probably shouldn't fly all the way from California to Florida. Those dynamics just don't work. Maybe you got to look closer into Miami or maybe Georgia or Alabama or New Orleans. But LA is too far of a trek frequent flyer-wise. Isn't that like 6.5, 7 hours?
No, but
Jalen, wearing a mask.
There's been a lot of speculation and drink discussion about how NBA teams are going to sort of satisfy their romantic urges. And I just can't wait until the first time someone gets caught trying to sneak somebody into the hotel. It's going to be great. It's going to be like a cartoon. Like someone's going to have a gigantic suitcase. They're trying to roll through the lobby with like two people inside of it. The people are trying to sneak in the laundry bins and stuff. This is going to be great. I can't wait for the first person to get caught. And if they do get caught, they might get caught via the aforementioned snitch hotline. Yes, there is a number that you can call when you're in the NBA bubble to report violators of the bubble rules. And we heard yesterday that not a single person had called, but there's new information. According to The Athletic, multiple people have called the so-called snitch hotline. Jalen, what do you think?
I want to know what they said when they called. Mm-hmm. Clearly, because I saw a couple of names trending on Twitter that I'm going to put some respect on and ain't gonna say. So I want to know what they were saying when they caught. I don't think the hotline is going to be a big deal, but again, you just alluded to it. People are going to be sneaking people into the bubble. Like, I'm wondering a couple of things, like who gonna braid Kawhi's hair, you know, who gonna braid Kawhi's hair? You know, now when his hair ain't been braided in 7-10 days, that's 35 and 13. So, but at some point, you want to get it fresh again. Like, there are certain things players are going to need, Jacoby. Just certain needs to be met. Big shout to Michael Beasley. I hope he contracted coronavirus. He left the bubble. Is he coming back to the bubble? It's a lot of things happening, man.
Well, Jalen, I don't know if you saw the first images of Kawhi Leonard in the bubble, but he did not go there with a fresh set of braids. So I was a little concerned. I assumed he would enter the bubble with a fresh set of braids and then sort of after a month or so get them touched up. But he's already down there looking like he has been alone in the house for the past 4 months, just plugged into the wall.
The league in trouble. Up
to Wi-Fi. I know the league is in trouble. When Kawhi Leonard seems very, very focused from everything I've seen from him in the bubble entry. Now it is time for some very important, to you at least, news that matters. Jalen, you sent our production staff and some excerpts from an email from the University of Michigan about what's happening with this football season. There will be no season tickets. And if they are allowed to have fans, they will only have fans for that one game. Tickets will be sold for just that one game, and all the tickets will move to mobile ticketing. And they also said, right there in the email, if they have football this season. Jalen, what does all of this indicate about the future of Wolverine football?
You know how much I love my Wolverines. Hail to the victors. Just had Harbaugh on the show, and Juwan is my brother. As somebody that went there as an alum, that has a scholarship endowment, you know one other thing I have, Jacoby? Season tickets. And you know what happened maybe like 4 to 6 weeks ago? They made sure I paid for them. So this is just really a follow-up to that. Just by the way, you know, in case we have a season, you know, just know your seat isn't guaranteed. And there's no surprises there. But they did take the bread. I just want to let you know that.
I like that. I like that a lot. Good. Business first. And here's the thing is, there may be football, but I really doubt that there will be fans in the stands if there is football. And that football may very well be pushed to early 2021. Who knows? One thing I know is I stopped predicting the future during this summer because I have no idea what the future holds. But I do know this. When we come back, we've got some really good news for Myles Garrett and the Browns. We'll give you that in just 4 minutes when we return. Stay tuned for Jalen and Jacoby. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. This is the segment where Jalen decides what we discuss. It is called Keep It Moving.
Wu-Tang! Wu-Tang!
If you want to discuss the topic, just say hit the brakes. If not, me, you, and Method Man jump in the minivan and keep it moving. We start with some great news from Myles Garrett. Keep it moving or hit the brakes.
You know what? Hit the brakes.
Looks like Myles Garrett and the Browns are close to a five-year, $125 million extension. Jalen, what does it tell you about the Browns' belief in Myles
Number
Garrett?
Number one, overall pick by this squad a couple of years ago. Premium position, pass rusher, does it really well. 37 games, over 30 sacks. You would have thought the way his season ended, he wouldn't necessarily be getting these kind of numbers this offseason. But I'm glad the Browns understand his value and want to make sure that they take care of him. And I appreciate that. They're trying to put together something special. Let's see if it plays out on the field.
He's absolutely just dominant at certain points on the field rushing the passer. And there's also certain points on the field where he line steps a little bit. And I've seen it more than once. I mean, everyone points to the one incident. But he has line stepped before in his short career, and I hope that does not become habitual. We'll keep an eye on that. Another thing to keep an eye on in Cleveland, Odell Beckham's hair. Keep it moving or hit the brakes?
Oh, hit the brakes.
Well, you celebrated Odell Beckham last year for getting sort of a signature normal fade, and he's back to the blonde hair, citing that he is going back to the blonde hair and going back to the production that he had when he had the blonde hair. What do you think this means for his season?
Well, he had a bad season, and that happens to great players. I believe he really wants to respond, and I think he's going to respond, but I need to see Baker Mayfield play better. I know Odell's going to be healthy and he's going to ball out and they have weapons everywhere, but they need him to play better. That's going to be the key.
They really do. With all the coaching turnover and Jalen, in my professional life and personal life, where do I like to keep expectations?
Very low.
I like expectations as low as possible. I feel like this team was the victim of high expectations last season. Hopefully with people doubting them this season, they can perform better. Moving on. Some great words from an inspiring man, Coach Ed Ogeron. Keep it moving or hit the brakes?
That's our guy, and you'd be disappointed if I didn't hit the brakes.
Coach O said that football is the lifeblood of our country, and it gets the economy going. Jalen, what do you think about Coach O's love of the lifeblood of our country?
In a lot of ways, what he says is true, but you know what you don't put it over? Health and safety.
Yes.
And so let the scientists decide if and when we're going to play football. Do you got that video of Coach jogging? Put that video of him jogging.
No, we don't. We're going to spare him. We're going to spare him this time.
Oh, while he's trying to get his teammates out there.
Look, get those knees up, Coach, because he's shuffling. Every day I'm shuffling. I love that video so much.
He want to put them to work. No, you get to work, Coach.
I sweat a lot, but I don't sweat so much that I bring a towel with me while I'm jogging. He got a towel in his pocket. That's how much Coach O sweats. He sweats in a Red Bull and Monster energy drink. Too.
Now dip.
I love it so much. Coach O, you are my guy, and I'm also sweatier than you. Well, Doc Rivers had something to say about Kawhi Leonard. Keep him moving or hit the brakes?
We know he's going to load manage. Keep it moving. We're going to talk a lot about the Clippers.
We keep it moving.
Security was called to Jimmy Butler's room in the
brakes. What did he do?
There was a loud thumping echoing through the hotel.
Oh, my goodness.
Happening?
Was it the headboard?
Security was called. It was not a headboard. It was Jimmy Butler sweating profusely, just getting some ball handling work in the hotel. I would be so mad if the person above me in a hotel was dribbling a basketball. I would be so mad. I don't care if I knew it was somebody from the Heat. There's no chance I'm not calling security if someone above me was dribbling a basketball.
Jacoby, his neighbors to the left, to the right, up and down are also basketball players. Nobody should have called the police. Also, I have to say this. As you enter the bubble, the Miami Heat represents one of those squads, telling you, along with Philly and Boston, that could upset the apple cart in the East. And Jimmy Butler's a big reason. Hopefully Bam Adebayo can get in the bubble and play like the most improved player that he deserves to win this year.
Bam Adebayo is such a key piece for them. I hope he gets in before the postseason starts. And I also think that that might not be the last time we hear some thumping coming from the hotels in the Orlando bubble. Moving on, though, the stretch mark four has arrived in Orlando. Keep moving or hit the brakes.
You know what? That's one of your dopest nicknames of all time. Hit the brakes.
Well, the stretch mark five arrived in Orlando, and he must have heard me talking about him because he doesn't look so stretch markish anymore. He might just be a stretch five at this point. Of course, I'm talking about Nikola Jokic, and I look forward to him getting on the floor and clearing quarantine and all the protocols that he needs to, because he is such an important piece of this Denver Nuggets team, which is not at full strength right now. Do you think they are the title contenders now that we once considered them before the season started?
No, they're not.
I don't think so either.
They're going to need a second player along with Murray to give the Joker the kind of weaponry that can rival who they have to play against. Look at the competition. The Clippers have Kawhi and Paul George. The Lakers have LeBron and AD. The Rockets have Harden and Russ. Like, it's not that they're not a young and up and coming talented team. It's just that they're gonna have to outplay expectations. And the Nuggets have always been a team that fed off its home court and the altitude. It's gonna be interesting to see how they perform, not having that as an advantage, because usually they build teams in that city based on playing in the altitude.
And what we always said about this team was Michael Porter Jr. could be a real X factor for him. Like, if he could realize some of his potential and become the key part of their rotation, then that would really level them up. But it never really happened. Another thing we always celebrated was the backcourt of Gary Harris and my daughter is calling me. Chloe, I'm doing a television show. Let's just go to break. We'll be back right after this.
Hi, Chloe.
Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen, you and I love Cam Newton. And Cam Newton has just been done so wrong, not just by the Panthers, but by all the games. Cam Newton said that he was looking at the schedule and just thinking that every single team that he's going to play passed on him and disrespected him. The latest that he sort of wondered about is what the relationship between him and Bill Belichick would be like. Jalen, how do you see Cam and Bill Belichick getting along?
I think this relationship is happening at a great time for both individuals. Mm. Each extremely accomplished in their own right, yet still have a ton to prove. Belichick without Brady. Cam, can he become elite again? On a budget price of $1 million with incentives up to seven, I believe this is his only season with the Pats. He plays.
I believe so too.
Back his value. He gets a 4 or 5 year deal elsewhere after he leads this team to the playoffs this year.
And it's not just Belichick. I also look at McDaniels. I think that when you look at Belichick and the quarterbacks that he's had, you know, it's Bledsoe into Brady. you know, Garoppolo was around a little bit, and Jacoby Brissett was around a little bit, but he's never really truly had the athlete, the ground threat, the size that Cam Newton has. And I think between McDaniels and Belichick that you're going to see a very different Patriots offense. And I think if you're them personally, it's going to be so much fun to sort of draw up new plays that you literally could not draw up because your quarterback, while very cerebral, wasn't exactly the most athletic person in the world in Tom Brady. And Jalen, people that watch and listen to Jalen and Jacoby know things before it happens. Let's just take a look back at our interview with Snoop Dogg. And you're one of the greatest to ever do it. Who would you like to go head-to-head with in a versus battle during the pandemic on Instagram?
What about Dog versus Dog? Snoop
DMX.
Versus DMX.
That's groovy like a drive-in movie.
Groovy like a drive-in movie. Jalen Rose, you spoke it into existence. Snoop Dogg versus DMX has been announced as an official versus battle. What do you think about this announcement?
Shout out to my brother Swiss Beats, who put that idea out there. And I brought it to Jalen and Jacoby, asked Big Snoop Dogg about it, and he agreed. DMX is a legend, Jacoby. And I got something to say about this versus battle that's controversial.
Oh!
You ready for this?
I don't know.
DMX doesn't have a chance.
What?
He doesn't have a
Doesn't have a chance.
This is 70-30 Snoop. What do you think?
I would favor Snoop, but one thing I think about this is like two boxers with extremely different styles. So this is why I think that DMX does have a chance, because Snoop has more hits. Snoop has more time in the game. Snoop has more features. Snoop has a longer, stronger catalog. But DMX can throw those knockout blows, though. And it's not just about the music in these battles. It's also about how you present them. I can't wait for that, and I can't wait to come back tomorrow at 4 on ESPN. It's time for the podcast exclusive, Jalen Anthony Rose. I love the podcast exclusive because there's no rules. There's no executives listening. We can do whatever we want. And yesterday
I got that Will and Jada take off of my chest, that entanglement situation.
That wasn't my favorite Jalen Rose moment. But I appreciate your passion, though. I really appreciate your passion. I really did. Yesterday I said we're going to give the people what they want. And we're going to add something back that has been a staple of this program from the jump. That is listener voicemails. Tell them the number to call in.
985-80-JALEN.
985-80-JALEN. Leave us a voicemail. We're going to reintroduce them to the podcast in a daily manner. And we're going to start with this one.
Hey, it's Willie from Philly, guys. And to everyone that's mixing this in the background, I want to ask the question of who is the most under the radar pickup before the closure of the season that's going to play an impact in the bubble. I'm really looting for Alec Burks and Glenn Robinson III of Michigan, but wondering what you all think. All right, thanks, and keep giving them what they want.
Big shout to Willie from Philly. So he asked the question, like, who's going to be the most underrated, impactful pickup? But for me, it's not just about who's going to be the most effective, impactful. It's, for me, it's more about who are your favorite players that you want to see get real minutes in the playoffs. And for me, that is Dion Waiters. I want to see Dion Waiters impact the playoff series. That's what I want to see.
Shout out to Willie from Philly. Appreciate the love. Thank you for the call. GR3, that's Lil Bro, representing A Squared. Shout out to the big dog, his father. I'll say the person that's going to have the biggest impact that wasn't on a team that got signed to a team, Jamal Crawford. Because have you seen the Nets roster lately? Kyrie ain't there. Neither is Spencer. KD ain't there. DeAndre ain't there. Nephew Wilson Chandler ain't there. He about to get some minutes and some shots.
Yeah.
You know what else? He wasn't in the league. and he should have been in the league. So now he's about to play himself back into the league, Melo style. That's the answer.
Jalen, there's a player who is on the cusp of becoming, returning to the NBA and dominating. On the cusp, right when the season was suspended. And I just learned via quick Google search, that player is no longer eligible to play in the NBA and go to the bubble. And that's my guy, Lance Stephenson. Lance Stephenson, he was coming back.
Eighth grader.
He signed with the Pacers. They had him coming back. And I just Googled it, and they say that he was ineligible. He's ineligible to come play for the Pacers. So I don't. You know what? They should cancel the season. There's no Lance I don't want
to
see.
They tried to sign him too late, or his overseas league isn't releasing him?
Dog, let me explain something to you. I didn't really do research for this. While you were talking, I wasn't listening, and I Googled Lance Stephenson. I clicked on news, and I clicked on the first thing that came up. Okay, there was a tweet that said he was ineligible. There's no explanation for why he's ineligible. I'm not going to research this anymore. All I know is Lance going to be there? No. Why Lance isn't going to be there? I don't know the technicalities. But
you know what I appreciate about you, even though you're die easy? You're probably the only person that's going to Google that today.
I hope so. I hope so. Because if Lance starts trending and he's not in the bubble, I don't want to know what it's for. I do not want to know what it's for. Jalen, let's listen to another voicemail. I'm so glad these are back.
Hey, Jalen and Jacoby. This is your boy Clifford out in Tacoma, Washington. I'm calling because I'm out playing basketball at the elementary school across the street from my house. Nobody's out here, so, you know, we're staying COVID safe. But as Jacoby is the capo of street ball, we're trying to figure out, you know, when is Jacoby going to be outside playing basketball again? That's my question. When are you going to be out balling again, Jacoby?
Jalen, let me tell you a little something about the great city of New York. New York was hit hardest and earliest by the coronavirus. We were quarantined, locked inside, couldn't leave the house, didn't leave the house. Measures were put in place. And New York got through it. Numbers are down for the first time since March 11th. New York reported a full day of not a single coronavirus-related death. My doctor friends tell me that 1% of swabs that get tested come back positive. That's 1% of people that go get tested. That's not 1% of people. Those are some people that think they have it or feel like they should get tested or feel like they've been exposed. Only those are coming back at 1%. And I think New York has done a great job of wearing masks, staying safe, social distancing, and being intelligent about how to battle this virus. And one of the things they did is they took down all of the rims. Every single park in New York was just a flat backboard, that metal backboard with the circular holes in it that we all know. Well, guess what? Rims are back.
That's heartbreaking.
The rims are back. The rims are back. And one thing I'm not doing, playing pickup with strangers. You will not see me playing. There's no I got next. Do you have five? I will not say do you have five to a stranger until there's a vaccine. Until there's two rounds of vaccine, will I go to a stranger and say, do you have five? Okay? But I'm going to get some shots up, you know, because I've got my basketball here, pumped it up. It's ready to go. But the local hoops around me still don't have rims. Rims, they're select about where the rims are going. So I haven't got any shots up. And I will say this. This is the longest I have gone in my life without shooting a basketball. The longest I have gone in my life without shooting a basketball. In my entire life. Since I could like walk. This is the longest I have gone. I can't wait to get out there and just gooseneck it once. Just to release it and gooseneck it and watch it just clang off the rim.
Like
Rick Smith. I'm gonna hold that gooseneck an extra 3 seconds just to be back out there, just to hear the sounds of the ball against the gravel, the gravel against your sneakers, the clang of the rim after a terrible brick that I put up. I can't wait. But one thing I'm not gonna do is play 21 with strangers, play pickup with strangers, any of that. Clifford from Tacoma, I want to know if you're playing with strangers. Jalen, would you play a two-on-two basketball game, me and you, against two strangers in New York City right now?
Yes.
Against a stranger. So a stranger all up against you, breathing in your area. Breathing in your area. All up against you. Hard to breathe through the mask, man. And I'm sweaty. I've seen you create space. It's violent.
I know how to get somebody off of me fast. I wasn't fast and couldn't jump, but I'm very vertical and horizontal.
You're very physical. It's one thing I learned about playing with y'all real basketball players. Like, if you played high school basketball, you just don't play as physical as dudes that play D1 college and NBA basketball. You're doing something completely different. You're playing a different sport. Jay, you need a bucket.
If you have that close on me, I'm driving past him and getting a layup.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Also, Jalen has never set a legal screen in any game I've ever seen him play after he left the NBA. Never set a legal screen. Never once. Because for some reason, we're always on opposite teams, and I have to cover you or whatever, and you'll just grab my teammates. Just grab them and bear hug them.
That's how you get like, open.
Oh. That's how you get someone else open.
Advice for you in Tacoma. When you guys are playing pickup, all you have to do is have people screen on the ball. That's how you create action. Just come across half court and everybody spot up and go one-on-one, or come across half court and the guy with the ball just pull up from 30. That drains the runs.
Yeah. Yeah.
Come set a screen on the ball. The guy with the ball, turn the corner, try to make an action.
You know one thing? Because I set a lot of screens because I don't have offensive ability anymore. So I just try to do something to make myself valuable. But one thing I hate is when I go set a screen on the ball and the dude just kind of dribbles there and just kind of doesn't use it. It's like, I understand if you don't want a screen, but just use it and then pull it back out. So I got something to do. So I'm not just standing there next to your man. Oh, man, that bothers me so much. Oh, Jalen, huge political news that we're not going to really discuss because I don't want to even bother with it. But it looks like Kanye West not going to be the next president. Oh, that's crazy. Who would have thought? Who would have thought?
What a surprise.
Who would have thought, huh? Who would have thought Kanye West is not going to be our president? I know. Who would have thought? Who would have thought? Kim Kardashian not going to be the first lady. Oh, who would have ever thought? Crazy. I thought that had legs too.
Disappointed in him.
Yeah. What are we going to do? What are we?
And it didn't just start.
I want to tell you. I want to tell you a little something about my son Quincy. He decided he wants a motorhome, right? So he's old enough now to go to Google and type stuff in and all that, right? So he spent the last three motorhomes more than I've ever researched anything for this program, more than you've ever researched anything for this program. He's sending me links on email for motorhomes, and now he's mad because I'm not buying him a motorhome and he's 7 years old. Uncle Jalen, are you going to buy Quincy a motorhome? They're like 50 grand.
I have a couple of things I want to introduce him to. Maintenance. If I bought him that same truck, but it was just one for him to play with, not even one for the family to get in, just one to play with, well, you could take the doors on and off. You could put the seats in and out. Let's get him one of those.
What, like a toy?
Yeah, like a toy. Because having a pet, it shows the young person the maintenance of something you think you want, you really don't want. And you told me the line of the year, kid 101. What are we going to do about the nasty bathrooms? How did he answer?
I'll clean it.
How many times has he cleaned the bathroom where he lives?
Oh, clean anything. Like he'll just like spill something and be like, Dad, I spilled something. You gonna take care of that or what? I'm just like, bro.
Keep it moving.
Yeah. It's like, what do you mean? Have a bowl of Cheerios and just spill them all over the floor. He's like, oh, Dad, you gotta take care of that. I'm gonna go play some Legos. Like, what?
We keep it moving. We keep it moving.
Jalen, I want to talk a little bit more about Spencer Dinwiddie's suggestion that potentially NBA players would try to introduce romantic partners into the bubble that aren't their wives or serious girlfriends. Let's imagine that you wanted to do so. Do you think you could just have someone come to your hotel, like regular? Does security check on who they are? Like, how does it work? If your female gets invited to the bubble, how do you get them into your hotel room and out?
Here's what's unique about the bubble and the reason why essential family and or staff, players, coaches aren't invited into the bubble. Because number one, as you enter, you got to take the test. Mm-hmm. And then number two, after you take the test, you individually need to quarantine for 48 hours, which means that person needs a room. And you know what else happens when that person needs a room? Identification. And you know what else you don't want to do when you're trying to import somebody? It's just a friend of yours. You just don't have the same last name. You're not trying to give away all of that information. Mm-mm. Is that fair to say?
Very fair to say.
I don't know how it happens. A lot of record.
There's security at the front desk. You can't just be like, "Hey, I'm going up to see so and so."
They're gonna be like, "What?" Not gonna be able to do it.
There are some cleaning ladies, some bartenders.
Now that's different.
Some servers.
Now they're getting. Where I was going.
They you know what? They should have like a staff meeting and be like, "Hey, everybody. Here's a fake wedding ring for all of you. Okay. We're giving you all fake wedding rings and fake engagement rings because we're going to have to put an end to this because just, and then again, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it. I'm not saying anyone's going to be harassing or anyone's going to be rude about it, but you know, if you're in the bubble,
nature of the beast. And shout to somebody that's in the bubble, our guy, Dame Dalla. Dame Lillard, Jacoby, today's his 30th birthday.
Mariah Rose yesterday, Dame today. Just legends in the game. Back-to-back birthdays. Mariah Rose yesterday, Dame Lillard today.
Yes, indeed.
It's going to get to the point in the bubble where dudes are going to start hitting on Minnie Mouse. You know what I mean?
Correct.
Dudes are going to start hitting on Minnie Mouse.
I'm going to tell you what's going to happen first. You ready for this? I'm going to tell you what's going to happen first. Let me tell you what's going to happen first.
Minnie Mouse is kind of tall. Look at how many
her ears ain't that big. Her feet ain't that big. What's gonna happen is DMs and videos being sent to the wrong people in the wrong places. That's what's gonna happen first.
Oh man, we'll see.
That's first. We'll see. The Jamal Murray type videos.
Oh no!
Happen first.
Oh no! Oh no! I forgot about the Jamal Murray video. He's going off for 40. We'll be back tomorrow. Don't forget to call 985-80-JALEN. We will put your voicemail on the show tomorrow. We're going back to doing voicemails on the show. We'll be back tomorrow. Why is that, Jalen Rose?
We're not done. We're not done. We're not done. You got to give the people.